93.7, the River to Go's Journey, Doc and Joe show on a Monday. Finally, World Cup soccer is over. Yesterday, France beat Croatia. I think it was like a half point to none. I mean, soccer's so ridiculous. They play all this time, and you get like a point. And they let the games end in ties, and rarely do you ever see a score of like 3-1. I mean, you see a score of 3-1, that's like a barn burner. So they have this big final going on, Croatia and France, and what happens? This is the good news of this. The protest group Pussy Riot. Yeah, wow. Pussy Riot. They showed up. They jump on the field, and they start running out there, and they're causing all this controversy. If you haven't heard, Pussy Riot, one of the greatest riots you could ever have. They're like this punk performance group, and they're part punk rock band, part activist, part they hate Russia. And Vladimir Putin, he hates Pussy Riot. And he's there yesterday. He's watching this thing. Or other officials from Russia, they're checking this out. And they jump onto the field. They go crazy. This is what's even more disgusting. At the 52nd minute mark, you mean to tell me that soccer lasts 52 minutes?
Oh, dude, probably more than that. I bet them games are long. I bet they're like 2 hours long.
Yeah, that's 50 minutes too long. Oh, my God. At the 52nd minute mark, three chicks and a dude, they jump out, and what they had on was cop regalia. They had all this cop guard on, so they looked like police.
So they should get through there a lot easier.
Yeah, and they're out there running around, and the stewards is what they call them, like the referees is what we'd call them here. And they ran out and they grabbed the chicks and they tackled him. They tackled the guy and they were high-fiving him. And some dude that plays for Croatia says, oh, man, we were down 2-1 and they lost 4-2. And the guy said that that's what put the game off. So he's blaming the Pussy Riot on Croatia's loss. He's like he's a defender.
Okay. So he wasn't able to beat the team. They weren't able to play up to speed because Pussy Riot took the field and did some protesting.
Yeah, yeah. And the forward charged with a violation of spectators' rights and illegal wearing of law enforcement symbols that could face penalties of up to 11,500 rubles. You know what that comes out to in American money?
What?
$185.
You're kidding me.
In Russia, though, that could be like $1 million. You know, I mean, for them, they don't have anything. They're sifting, you know, water over potatoes or whatever the hell they do there. Vodka and, I don't know, grass, whatever they eat
that
in Russia.
That is exactly how they do it.
160 hours of community service also tacked on, but that's nothing. If you did that here, you would be in jail.
Yeah, but I think, do you go to jail for that? Because so many people do it. I don't know if they got arrested or not, or do they pay a fine? What actually happens when you take field here?
Oh, yeah, you jump on a field, you jump on a ball court or whatever, you're going to get yanked off, you're going to go to jail.
Trespassing or whatever?
Yeah, you're going to have to go to court, you're going to pay a fine, and you probably end up on a blacklist so you can't return to that venue.
Yeah,
they'll eject you for a year or for life or whatever they want to do, but yeah, you're going to pay, I'd have to be willing to bet, you're probably going to lay down $2,500 at the minimum,
and you're going to jail time.
Oh yeah, at least for the night.
Wow,
absolutely, you can't do that.
I always wondered what happened to those people, because you see it happen all the time, and I'm guessing if they do it nude or they're one of the naked ones, it's even worse for them.
You
only see about 10 a year, but every one of them goes to jail.
Yeah, you would think that Pussy Riot, you think everything they would do is nude.
They get out of here.
Well, the stupid.
They weren't naked?
No, they had clothes. They were dressed like cops, I told you.
I thought they got down there and got naked, though. I thought that was their whole thing.
No. They got tackled before they got naked. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Everyone here in America, they're worried about this Build-A-Bear pandemonium over in Russia. Yeah. You got the Pussy Riot going on. Yeah, they know how to riot over there. Here's AC/DC. It's the River.